In this week's parsha, we have a fascinating idea that Rabbi Avinu says, that I am insignificant, I am nothing. I'm royally offer in the Mechemas of the Dal Malachim and Afer in the Kibshan Eish. I have nothing of my own, I belong totally to the Gosh Baruch Hu. And that's how Rabbi Avinu sees himself. The epitome of Anibus, Chazal say that Avraham Avinu wasn't the greatest Madrega because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Nachtumah, there's nothing there at all. Avraham saw himself at least as the equivalent of dust, but that's a good second. If that's not, you know, close to the highest pinnacle of Anibus, it's a mashu underneath it. This is said in the context of Avraham Avinu arguing with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So this nothingness, this nobody, this insignificant being who has nothing of his own, who recognizes that he has no right to exist, it's telling Kadosh Baruch Hu what to do. Minei Ubei, which is if anything is the epitome of gaiva, of haughtiness. The anivra is telling the bari what to do, and there's nobody who understood that one's anivra versus the bari better than Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu saw the whole world. He was the Rosh HaMaminim. He understood everything belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing of his, it doesn't belong to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's willing to give his son to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's nobody, he's nothing. And he argues back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chazal say, Yiloshan of Nigash to Muhammad means he was coming to the Dabar Kashus. He's speaking angry, strongly to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's telling Kadosh Baruch Hu what to do. So this clearly indicates that the Torah's definition of a nevus doesn't mean I'm a nobody. I have no right to say something. That I have nothing to offer. That it's not a lack of understanding of what one is or who one is, but it's an understanding of that I don't get any recognition or a claim. I have no claim to award or fame because of it. Because what am I? I'm a nothing. I'm putty in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I have no significance of my own. My talents, my abilities, even my accomplishments all belong to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Bergman says, nobody ever built a mezuzah on a house before I gave them a house. Nobody ever built a mezuzah on taking it to Vaitre, because I don't say you can't put a mezuzah on the house until you have a cloth, until you have ink, until you have a dio, until you have a hand, until you have a mind. So yes, you used Bechira, but the mice, everything you used belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a nevus. But that I should stand in this world where Kadosh Baruch Hu is clearly giving me a direction of how the world is supposed to function and say, who am I to get up and say something when there's a problem, when there's an issue, that's not true. I understand that I have the responsibility to address things, because that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. The chiddush of what Avraham Avinu was doing is that Avraham Avinu understood that Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for this Bria is mechayev us to have love for the Bria and for the Nivroyim in it in such an extraordinary way that I'm willing to, as it were, argue with the Kadosh Baruch Hu about that. When he's told to take his son, that's a tzivui, which he's told to do, he doesn't argue with Kadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me, why should I take my son? Bereshit told him to do it. He's mevatel himself. Here, it's not a tzivui. Here is a Kadosh Baruch Hu being noig a certain hanhaga, and he's saying, Bereshit, you have other hanhagas. And you have taught me that the right hanhaga is this. Why are you doing otherwise? I have a right to challenge Kadosh Baruch Hu from a position of recognizing Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. If I don't recognize that, so where's my argument? Hashem, I think you're wrong. I'm a human mind, think that that I know better than you. A human being can't say that's chutzpah. So where was God in the Holocaust? It's a difficult question. We can't judge anybody who went through the war. But we have no right. The question doesn't make any sense. I know how the Bereshit should run the world. But Rav Meir was arguing that the Bereshit Sanhaga himself has taught me how it's supposed to be. He's arguing from the position of, because he's such an honor, and he sees everything as a skracha of Kadosh Baruch Hu, he has a clear understanding how Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. From that vantage point, he has a right to argue and say, Bresham, no, I understand what you've taught me, I'm asking you back. And I'm not insignificant in the sense of I have I have a chiyuv, a responsibility to make sure that the world is done, runs the appropriate way. And Avraham Avinu was called upon, in a certain sense, to be challenged. Was he willing to make a stand, even Klapi the Barei, to challenge him and ask him that question? Have a good Shabbos.